Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Driving throughout your town. I want this movement snack to be about driving in your car. So if you haven't already listened to the last podcast, episode 12, I recommend you at least go listen to the first part of it because I talk you through all sorts of things in regards to alignment while driving. And the reason this is important is if you're driving for any distance, you will usually tend to be in certain positions for a period of time. And when you do that, you can deal with aches and pains from being in those positions. So make sure you listen to that to kind of help guide you through different things that you might be dealing with on a regular basis. And then for our movement snack, I want you to focus on something other than what I mentioned in the last podcast. And that is the moment you get in your car, I want you to think about lengthening through your spine. So if we think about the back of our spine, up through the back of our head, we want to lengthen up that way. And then I want you to go and move your mirror, rear view mirror, so that you can see correctly with your body in that lengthened state. And then as you start to drive, many of us will start to kind of slouch down and get relaxed. And the minute you can no longer see in that rearview mirror, instead of taking that rearview mirror and moving it to back to a comfortable place to where you are now sitting, no. Let's work on our posture. Let's work on lengthening back up so that our body is able to see in the mirror. Now, things you need to focus on when you're lengthening back up. Make sure that you don't have too much of an anterior pelvic tilt. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then make sure to head to my Form Fit Mom community. And I have 5 days of hip and pelvis work in there. And I discuss how to figure out if you have a posterior or anterior pelvic tilt, and then exercises and stretches that you can do if you notice that you're in one or the other position for periods of time. So make sure you are not in that sway back, that anterior pelvic tilt, too much. And then lengthen up through the shoulders and through the back of the head, thinking about lengthening that body up nice and tall, tucking that chin down to relax, and then always bringing that head back towards the headrest. And that should help you feel really tall in your car. And I just feel like if you can keep that rear view mirror at that position, then every time you get into your car, rather than moving it, that's the key, is you can't then change the rear view mirror. Look and make sure that you're sitting up nice and tall like you were the last time you got in the vehicle. And that's just going to help you with your posture while you're driving in the car. So that is my tip. It's a real quick one this morning. I hope you all have an amazing week. Let me know how you're feeling in your vehicle. Try the few things that I mentioned about your posture with your foot placement, your head placement, your ribs, and then with this, sitting taller in your chair.